You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Hi, excuse me. Can you record a promotion for my podcast?
Hey, this is John Fogarty. Put me in, coach. I want to listen to the Collective Brain podcast.
Right. This is episode 220 of the Collective Brain Podcast. Joining me this week, we have Ken.
Hey, Ding.
And we have Brad.
You rang.
I think so. And we have Jimmy. We may have a special guest tonight.
Oh,
yes.
What's the over under?
He'll probably be here.
2015 calling. 2015 calling.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
How's the future?
I just got goosebumps. Oh my God!
Yeah.
It's like jumping into the cocoon water.
That might be the first cocoon reference I've had in a decade. How you guys doing? Sorry about interrupting.
Harry! Holy shit.
Dude, I had a shitload of questions. Like, I was trying to get on... It was funny. Microsoft wanted, like... I mean, really, I had to know my gamer tag. I had to know... birthday, all the stuff, information. I had to name three people by name on my contact list for Hotmail. I mean, I was going through all this. I'm like, and then it said, I finally got through and says, we'll let you know within 24 hours whether we can give you your password or not. I'm like, so I had HD effect on there. I'm like, oh, so I went back to the login and I just put in one of my most simple passwords from like 10 years ago and it worked. I was like,
nice.
Well, I'm on.
Holy shit.
I know.
You missed it.
Jesus. Crap on a crutch.
You missed
what
it.
The fuck is going on?
2015
in here?
Calling. How's the future?
Oh my God.
You guys busier than ever in work? This is 2015 calling.
Man. You're going to have to break out all my hairy sound bites tonight.
Oh, sound bites. I forgot about sound bites.
Yeah. Oh.
You've missed a lot.
Last thing I think was Squatchy, and that's about all I remember.
Wow. We haven't heard from Squatchy in a while.
No.
No.
Although,
what's up, HD effect?
We have used him, though, because once that's recorded, you know, we can pull up the old recordings.
Did the,
yeah.
You did the Western Hero stuff.
I did. I remember that.
Yeah, and what else did I write? Oh, the, yeah, that's the last thing I wrote, right?
What was the mechanic, space mechanic? Or,
space mechanics.
What the hell was it?
I think
I can't remember what it was.
They were just future mechanics, but they're really old, and they had to make all their parts. They just 3D printed the parts. Yeah,
I remember that.
Good times.
Yeah.
So, man, sorry to hear about your job, man. That blows.
Yeah, that does suck,
I'm not super worried about it, like I said. We'll get back in the swing of it, hopefully, one day. And I'd be more worried if, because Missouri unemployment pretty much provides about 25% or 20% of your pay or 30, you know, it's right around there. It's like... Wow, how does anybody live off this? But yeah. So if they add that extra money on there, we'll be fine. If not, just batten down the hatches for a little while.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
It's
always that male prostitute thing. You can always do that.
There he is, always that. Yes.
I'm sure.
Are you
Uber Mike Johnson.
Are you having like Sophie's Choice of which kidney you want to give up? Or
yeah, I am. Yeah, I guess probably you. Oh, maybe we should wait for Jim. But yeah, go through like general format. I mean, I'm assuming it's the same thing. You just. But is there like an open area where you guys like we'll talk about current events or something? Or
that's well, the whole thing now.
Yeah,
that's it.
I pretty much just do a quick. We got Ken, and he says, "Hey, Ding," and then we go to Brad.
Hi. Hey, Ding,
Jimmy. Hi, and then it's just open. I don't know for however long we want to talk, and then. Just when it's starting to slow down a little bit, I'll be like, okay, we do have Brain Theater, and I'll put that script in Skype here in a minute.
I love when my girls come sideways.
Where's the file? Where do I find it?
Chats. Yeah, try chat in Skype and see if
I got the little window up next to it, next to you. I see you, and I have a little window.
Oh, did you know that the Collective Brain has a subreddit now?
At the bottom, there's like a little a square with a little thingy on it. Harry, open conversation.
Oh, got that. Oh, I found it. Okay.
There you go.
There's a subreddit.
Sorry, Ray, go ahead.
There's a subreddit of the Collective Brain.
No, I didn't know that.
Like all these, it's weird. There's not many people in it, but they like comment on our show.
All one of them.
Yeah, <that's>, going there, Brad. It was a good show again, guys.
April Fools.
Damn it!
Because by the time it'll be. Right. April Fools, this will show. Yeah,
that was a good one. Burn,
you got me. Yep,
your definition of good is really off, Jay.
It's really bad.
Oh, here we. Okay, I got the script.
Okay,
yay!
So playing.
Do you try your best just to yap throughout, or do you still have a? Okay, we'll cut this part out, or do you just let everybody talk and you do the editing?
I do the editing. So if we're talking about something for a while, I'll be like, all right, I think now would be a good time for the theater. All right, we're going to the theater, like that. And then I'll just cut that part out later. And then the theater, we just try to make up. I mean, that hasn't changed much. We just try to make up voices. I use one of the two that I've got.
There's either J-imitations.
There's Low J or there's Ronald Reagan J. That's it.
Oh,
Low J.
Wow.
You know what?
While
we have Harry, let's have him do the celebrity. Okay.
Oh,
so at the beginning of each episode this season, I've got this pre-recorded thing where it sounds like a crowd, like I'm at a convention, and you hear me quietly say, hey, can you do a promo for my podcast or something like that? And then each week, one of us will do a celebrity. Like one week I did Sonny Bono, and I was like, I'd like to share my love of the Collective Brain podcast. I got you, Jay. And just something quick like that, a couple sentences. And so you can be thinking. I'll tell you when to record it. But just a couple lines at like a celebrity talking about the show, doing a little promo for us.
All right, let me do some thought on that. When time comes,
okay,
yeah.
When the time comes, I will be ready.
I don't know where Jimmy is.
I haven't heard anything. I thought he was on there. I thought I heard him.
He's I'm here.
I hear
hey.
Him.
Oh, geez, he hasn't said anything.
Hi, friend.
Man, what up? Right. Did you get the script, Jimmy? Were you on then?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. You're Joyce Fernando's mom. Actually, I'm Fernando. You're my mom. You're my mama. All right. Any other question? Anything? I guess, do you guys have a game or anything, Ken Brad?
Okay. Don't, but
you can guess how many times I scratch my.
Are you
maybe come up some? I don't know.
Jay, are you playing Jesus in the Easter pageant?
Oh, didn't I tell you it's been canceled?
Oh man!
The fear.
Yeah.
Your backup plan could be, gonna take my horse to the old town road.
Oh. I see where you're going.
Billy Ray and Bubba.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go where the road don't go.
Oh. You just need a fedora and some Ray-Bans, and you look like Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah. His name is what?
Wow.
Oddly, he put on the hat and became Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, this
you got to put it on fun. Sideways, dude. That's the only proper way.
You know who gave this to me, Harry?
Willie.
Yeah, Willie.
Willie. This came from
No.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go, kid.
Yeah, I got to know that
you
story.
Lost.
Why?
It was
you lost today, but it, you don't have to like it.
It was one of his, fringe benefit things. He got like a couple boxes of these Aussie chillers. They're authentic, and he came back to. He was like, "Hey, I got some hats your guys could have," and so
he left. In other words. Nobody else I know will want these, so
right.
So
anyway.
Okay. Well, let's get the show started. Then we can. Then it'll be worth talking about. Not really. All right. Okay. I have to stop I have to leave the call and come right back. That's how I have to start.
It's my not coming recording. Back.
Well, after these messages, we'll be right back.
All right. This is the end of the show. This is where we
have to be.
Bring up anything that we have.
Right, yeah. We got anything else to do?
Got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
This is my social life this week right here. This is pretty bad.
Pretty much. We may have to do like one like Thursday or Friday.
I stay in my deck today.
Ah. Man, it was nice to be outside.
Yep. Too bad I was inside most of the time working.
Oh.
Goodness me.
Wow, that looks nice. My back deck, man, it needs attention bad.
Do you ever use it?
Yeah. I've got maybe two or three boards that have rotted, like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easy fix. I just need to borrow my dad's truck and go get some wood.
It's a hassle. It's just a big hassle.
That's for sure.
That's why I have the inability to like get into that kind of stuff, like general carpentry.
I've got a sprayer, but I don't know. It just seems like not enough control. Like get all over the house, and I don't know. I've just done it, by hand each time. I've done it maybe three times in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why the guy who built it, who I bought the house from, he told me, he said, yeah, I thought that was some pretty cheap lumber when I bought it. The front porch is fine. But the back one, he was like, yeah, I kind of figured. I was like, thanks. But
have we talked about... The hotel, that hotel in Chicago, the Death Hotel. Have we ever talked about that before?
I don't think so. Doesn't sound familiar.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
To look it up. I'm sure Jimmy's heard of it. There's a book written, Devil in the White, Devil in the White Devil in the City, or something like that. Chicago.
Devil in the White City.
The Murder Castle. The World's Fair Hotel.
Oh, wow. No.
H.H. Holmes, you never read about him?
Uh-uh.
That's pretty crazy.
Over 3-hour tour. Wow, $55 to go through it. I wonder if Jill's heard of this. She's up on all that stuff.
Well, that's death.
Pretty much, yeah. Huh.
How much older is she than you? Or are you older than her?
She's 2 years younger than I am.
2 years younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what brought this up? I mean... Have you been there?
Or? I don't know. I just thought we'd talk about it as a topic or...
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't pressure me, Jay.
Jeez, all these questions.
Man. I've been working. I've been working my ass off. And babysitting a 5-year-old as I do it. But, Daddy, I want to play outside. Sweetie, I have to work. Daddy! Oh, no!
I grabbed a Butterfinger out from a basket of candy we had. I don't know what it's from.
Yeah.
Oh, it's from Halloween, obviously. And it was a twofer. It was stuck to the other one. Like the wrappers were still like kind of caught together.
Yeah.
So I got two.
Lucky. Will needed some dessert the other yesterday, I guess, and goes in the pantry. He comes out with a last year's Easter bunny, chocolate bunny. I was like, hey man, save that for a couple weeks. Use that again.
Mm-hmm.
It's still good.
We used to freeze ours and then eat it throughout the year.
kind of weird.
I had like real bad ants a couple of years ago. Just a line of them, you know, going in the pantry and went right to the
This on your mother's side or your father's side?
Weirdly enough, it wasn't on either side. Go figure. Mm. You figure that one out.
Mm.
And they went straight into the kids' candy boxes.
So wow.
At that point, it was a great time to start over. You know, it was like, okay, we're pitching all this. And then we started keeping it in the fridge for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's back in the pantry. And oh, it just accumulates. There's so much candy.
Candy, yeah. It seems like when we were growing up, there wasn't much candy. Or, yeah. You know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I never had a big box or a bucket of candy throughout the at any time of the year, you know?
Right, right. I mean, I remember, you know, after Halloween, like, you'd have it last a couple of days or something. The good candy, anyway.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Test you later.
Do you have a dream you're dreaming today?
Give me the phone.
Do you see the sunshine shining your way?
That too.
Do you hear a song that sings inside of you? You gotta have a dream to make a dream come true.
This has been a Metal X or production.
Ooh, that's one of my best transitions. Okay.
They smell like ass and cat food.
Goo goo. I'm non-binary. Goo goo.
Is this thing on still? Hello? Hello? Hi, hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello?